Hello everyone. I promised you a short video on how to get started with your Marekuru proposal. So here we go. What I normally do, I just search for the Incumbus portal. If you haven't recently used the portal, it has a little bit changed and looks now like this. And the most convenient way to find your call is go here to search funding and tenders. And when we click funding and tenders, we can search here with, for example, this acronym Marek Sladovska query, and we only want to see those calls that are open now. So I select the others away, and when I search, I should only get one result, well, actually two. But here is the Marekuru individual fellowships, and when we click this title here, Marek Sladovska query actions, and when you scroll the page down, topic description, which you can see fully here, and very importantly, all the conditions and documents here. So let's see more in detail. There are the annexes of the work program, your proposal parts explained, evaluation criteria, online manual for sending, and what I find the most important is the guide for applicants. You can also download the standard proposal template from here. And to get started with your submission, you go down here and remember now to select the right type for your submission. So most of you are submitting standard European fellowship. So let's get started with the submission by pressing this button, start submission. Then it will ask you to confirm. Yes, we'll confirm. Then you provide your account and your password. If you haven't done one yet, you can sign in here. When you have signed in, you will come to this page, create a draft proposal. When you enter the PIC number of University of Jyväskylä, it will automatically fill in some of the information. It will also give some alerts. There are errors. So you should choose whether you are a researcher or are you a supervisor for this proposal. Then you should give a proposal name. We have test proposal and summary. You can change this information later on. Then already here you should select your scientific panel. Let's choose life sciences. And then you press the next button. And then it says that okay, your legal representative will get this information. That's us, it is okay. And then you need to accept their terms and conditions. Now we have created our draft proposal, and I have now created it under this riskirahoitusasiantuntija, but you will create it under your own name. And I want to continue with this proposal. As you can see, there is only one participant. When you want to keep access to us, you will press this small green plus sign here. And you can add supervisor's contact information, and please add us as contact person. Our first name would be Riss, last name Rahoitusasiantuntija. And our email address is this one. And then you just press OK. Now it doesn't allow because I have already one person under these names. And when you press the next button, go to step 5. You will come to the main view. And If you now need to make changes to participants, you just go back step 4 parties and you're pressing the edit forms button. You get this kind of a view, and by clicking all of these, you get to the A forms. And these are the A forms you're supposed to fill in. And the first very important part here is, of course, the duration of your action, usually 24 months. Your panel, you can change it here. Descriptive words chosen from this list, which is provided to you at the end of this. At the end of the guide for the applicants. So it's much more convenient to check the descriptors here than from a clumsy list. And some free keywords. Our abstract, and just edit that one. If you have previously submitted similar proposal, please answer yes. And then it asks you to keep the contact number which you get from your last proposal. And the applicant future benefit declares to have an exit. Yes, we declare. Of course, you want to say that your proposal is correct and complete. Then the ethics principle, which I advise you to go through. Beneficiary is fully eligible. We have the financial operation capacity. And this is it. Then from here, you can go back. And it gives you the next one. I show you briefly the budgeting part. The budget comes directly from the number of months you have. So you get the budget from here, and it shows the total budget. If I have family, I just click yes, and it will change the budget accordingly. So this is how you get started with your proposal. And here's the validate form part, and when you press it, it will give you a list of all the things that are missing. So that's quite convenient to use. And we are back to the main menu. Here, you can download clean templates if you wish to. And here you upload your Part B1 and Part B2 documents. And from the info, you can see that the maximum size is 10 megabytes and maximum 10 pages. And here's also a validation button, and you can press it anytime, and it will show you all the information that is still missing from your proposal. And when you think you're finished, you can always press the submit button, and you can press it as many times as you like until the call deadline, which is shown here. Thank you for watching. I hope this was helpful. Bye.